This is Ben calling from near the Yucatan Channel. Dates 30th of April. Position 20.4826 north, 85.0420 west. I am just about 82 miles from on the south side of Cabo San Antonio, at the west end of Cuba, and the north end of Cozumel is just 95 nautical miles to my west. I am heading toward the western half of the Yucatan Channel between Yucatan and Cuba, where the current is going to then shoot me north instead of pulling me east toward Florida, northeast toward Florida. So I will hope to slingshot from that main current and rise toward the middle of at least a third of the way up into the Gulf of Mexico by midweek, late week. I am going to talk about notable encounters. Today I came across a green turtle. She had to be at least a meter long, perhaps a bit longer. Really wide, and the moss and the barnacles on her back betrayed her age. These creatures use the coastline of Belize and the southern Yucatan Peninsula for nesting. They come and lay their eggs and migrate back and forth across the Atlantic using the currents. Today also, just after sunset, just before dark, the U.S. Coast Guard cutter Legare, number 912, came and visited. They launched a Zodiac and gathered information and made sure that I was safe. And so I asked them to pass on my identification information to Texas Coast Guard in anticipation of arrival there. Other notable encounters... Tall ship Guayas, Ecuadorian Navy school ship Guayas, with four masts, was heading to Baltimore on Saturday for a tall ship's race, and they came by and stopped and dangled a bottle of rum and a hat and a boat with the boat's name, vessel's name, and their T-shirt to me as a gift. And the tanker Lacanau, French tanker Lacanau, just west of Jamaica, provided me with 160 liters of drinking water and two buckets full of extra so that I could do my laundry and washing. So I can't thank them enough. I still have their water, which should last me all the way to Texas. And last and not the least is ONSA vessel that came to meet me just east of the island of Margarita, 3 days or so after leaving Carúpano. ONSA stands for Organización Nacional de Salvamiento Acuático. It's the Venezuelan National Sea Rescue Organization. They had been following me after the night that I sought a tow, which didn't happen. Had I requested, accepted their offer of a helicopter liftoff, lift from my boat, regional commander, Captain Newland Vasquez, would have flown and taken me all the way from island of Margarita, and he was in his jumpsuit standing a salute on the vessel, and the regional deputy commander, Mildred Cobos, Captain Mildred Cobos, was also present, and she also presented me with an ONSA badge and gave me a pin of ONSA from right off her shirt. I was presented with a Venezuela flag, a flag of Margarita Island, a bottle of red wine, and with wonderful memories to carry on all the way to Texas. So these are folks that have added color and memories to my Caribbean crossing. And we'll see what else will happen in the Gulf of Mexico. All is well. I am about to enter the Gulf of Mexico in a couple of days. Only 80 miles away is the gate to the Gulf. Then, out.